I got a gig on TV tomorrow.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
A gig, you say?
I don't know what you call it.
You call it a gig.
Okay, I got a gig. Well, then I got a gig.
No, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
Which TV station?
True TV.
Doing what? Sorry, I've been out of the country, like...
No, nobody knows. Nobody knows.
This is breaking news.
Is it? Oh. I was going to say this
currently. Yeah. What?
No, it's not True TV. Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
Children's Hospital is not on True TV.
It's Cartoon Network.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
That's
a big,
right?
Specifically Adult Swim.
Yeah.
That part of Cartoon Network.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. It's Children's Hospital.
Oh, no shit.
With Rob Corddry.
It's not General Hospital?
No.
That's
all
the clowns.
The bane of my existence is that it was General Hospital, and she thought it was hilarious. I was like, you think that's funny? Wait till you see my fucking acting ability. But then my manager gave me a great outlook. He's like, you are the comedic. Who's the dude, Scarface?
Robert Loggia.
Al Pacino. He's like, you're the comedic Al Pacino. And I was like, I'm going to try and roll that, because I don't have a lot of confidence in that. And I noticed, Michael, when we talked last week, you said that you shoot yourself in the foot with your lack of confidence when you're singing.
Yes.
You're not that bad.
Right.
So I'm going to try a new angle on my acting career and say that I am a good actor.
Yeah.
I think Al Pacino is funny.
So that's why I'm a comedian.
He's already the Al Pacino of comedy.
I'm funnier than Al Pacino.
I think that's true.
You're funnier than Michelle Pfeiffer.
I am way funnier than Michelle Pfeiffer.
You're funnier than Robert Loggia.
Who?
Robert Loggia is hilarious. What are you talking about? Have you ever seen a stand-up?
I'm going to make out with one of the hottest chicks in the world.
Let's bring up a picture of her.
Let's bring up a
on
picture of her.
On somebody's computer cater so we can see what we're dealing with.
I just saw her in a... I watched Children's Hospital. Malin Ackerman? Is that how you say her name?
Malin Ackerman.
I never knew how to say it. I see her name in the credits, but I never heard it pronounced before. She was also in a movie, movie called The Brother Solomon,
right,
where she kind of plays like garden variety, like stock hot chick.
Okay, so she's hot.
My friend's ex-girlfriend.
I hate to one-up you, but I'm doing a show at the moment with Alison Eastwood, who's Clint Eastwood's daughter.
Yeah.
And looks exactly like
her. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you making out with her?
Maybe.
What?
Yeah, but maybe still not definite.
Yeah, well, I'm
he's definitely making out.
It's in the script, crack.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, this is
tattoo guy. Page 12, makes out. Yeah.
Page 12, mate.
Page hell yeah.
this is reality TV. It's not anything.
Right. No, I'll probably have to make out with her, like...
Bunch of times.
Right. Five times.
Gotta get a reverse on it.
Yeah. And action. I'm not gonna do that.
She's hot.
She's too hot.
She's so good.
She's super hot.
Well, the question is always, as far as I know, with actors in kissing scenes, do you do tongue or do you just do your mouth
you
open?
Can't do no. tongue.
I've
you,
seen
you, some pretend, people do.
Some
pretend
people do tongue.
You
yeah,
look
yeah.
like you're giving tongue like crazy.
Yeah. You should
well,
ask
wait
her.
A minute. I'm
you
a tattoo
asker.
Yeah.
I've definitely got to ask her.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I can handle all this pressure.
Yeah, you should ask her because you're not in it enough to know the call.
They're gonna help me. They know.
But if they don't, if they bring it up, well then great, problem solved. But otherwise.
I
am looking to help because she's an actor and relative to her, you're not. Therefore you go, look. I've never filmed a kissing scene before.
She's done it.
I don't know how this goes.
Camera.
Do people do tongue or not? You just plead ignorance and you're all good.
Here's a question, though. I mean, I don't think I'm talking out of turn. It's been a while since things have happened for you in the groinal
since
zone.
I've been.
Are we, what if you...
I'm not getting a boner. Get the fuck out of here.
But you'll get ejected from set if you rub a bone on her, right? Like, I've seen enough Entourage to know that...
Who is this man?
No, seriously.
I'm not going to rub a boner on her.
But I mean, dude, she's pretty hot.
Yeah.
But that's got nothing to do with it.
I'm going to bet you five bucks you get wood.
Now, see, now you're going to... Don't put that on
five
me.
Bucks says...
You're not getting
the five. I know. The nerves.
Take the five? Want to take the five with me?
I just think about not getting a boner, I'll get a boner. Yeah, this is how it works.
I'm 40.
Prove it.
You're going to be on camera, the stress of like having to like kiss her and everything. You're not going to get a boner.
I think by take 12.
I'm with you, Josh. Yeah.
So I think $5 is on this.
Did you show a photo of...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's ridiculous.
She's on the cover of Maxim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend Gannon dated her.
You should just jerk off the photos of her all night long so you get bored.
So you get like mental calluses.
I'm sure I'm meeting her in the flesh and she's like, okay, I'm going to tell you me. This is fucked.
Or if you're a nerd, you can
Even going to be happy about
it. You can put
on
the Watchmen and look at her in a Silk Spectre costume if you'd rather see her as a superhero.
Yeah.
Doesn't she have sex in that?
With what's his name? With the big fucking, the blue guy. The big blue dick guy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you should call up Billy Crudup and see what it was like to make out with him.
Man.
The Lord giveth and taketh away.
Yeah. Look, don't stop me on the Lord right now. Whatever, man. It's a glamorous life. Who would have thought?
Dude, I mean, what an embarrassment of riches.
Huh?
It's an embarrassment of riches that you have.
I don't
understand
what that is.
Well, it's like you have so much rich things. You're, like, you're embarrassed by the fact that you got this amazing opportunity. Like,
I can't.
You said you're playing a tattoo artist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's believable.
Right, you know, people have said to me before, are you a tattoo artist? I'm like, no, I just know one.
You just happen to be covered in tattoos.
I'm just a good friend of one.
Right.
Which is really that, you know, I can't draw. If I could draw, I'd probably tattoo. I tattooed myself one time. It wasn't very good.
Did you tattoo Twitch and those guys?
Yes, I did. I am a tattoo artist.
Okay.
I always play the part.
Yeah. Put that on your resume.
And they don't have to make me be American, which is cool.
I hate that. I just watched like a third of a movie with Ewan McGregor with an American accent that made me want to fucking kill myself because it's so atrocious.
My favorite thing is when Australian guys are American and then when they're angry, the Australian comes out.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman starts yelling.
Obvious one is fucking.
Are you not entertained?
Like, first of all, you're the Spaniard. Second of all, you might have been an American Spaniard.
I thought he was a British guy.
Huh?
I thought he was like playing a British dude.
Are you not entertained?
He's the Spaniard. Are you not entertained?
Entertained?
But I'm not trying to be anybody but myself right there. Entertained.
But everybody else is supposed to be Roman, and they're talking in a British accent, so it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't hold water.
No.
Yeah, there's no R in entertained, the way he said it.
Entertained. Tamed.
You can help me be an actor for real.
Yeah, I don't know.
Should I memorize the lines?
Yes. For sure.
Have you already had your lines sent to you?
Yeah.
Your sides.
Are you going to redo it, huh?
The sides is what they call them in the
world. We should help you.
Can we do it?
Yeah.
Let's do it on air.
Okay.
Shall we do that next?
After this.
I've been checking out the sides that you sent me. That's the technical term, sides.
Ooh. He's annoying.
Everybody lives in Hollywood.
It's funny. I'm not gonna give away any of the script, but like every Children's Hospital episode, it's crazy and complicated. And
it's hilarious.
So
your lines really don't make a lot of sense out of context.
Gotcha.
If you were to just read your line, you can have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
Well, dude, that's fun. I really that show, for people who don't know, like, yeah, it's ridiculous. My favorite one I think I've ever seen was there was a guy who is like doing all this evil sociopathic stuff, and there's a guy that he's like his coworker that nobody else can see that's telling him to advise him to do all this stuff. So obviously you're drawn to the conclusion that he's imagining this guy, but what's actually really happening is the guy is like saying stuff and then running away.
Man, they are pretty sweet. I actually read the script to this episode because I was trying to get the gist of the whole gig,
right?
And I thought it was pretty cool. The only weird thing for me, it was like the tattoo part of it is like, I think I've been around tattoo people too much, and there's a little bit of shit that doesn't make any sense.
Right, it's like what the Hollywood version of what tattoo people would be like.
Which is weird because I'm not a tattooist, but I just know enough tattoos.
Keep in mind that this hospital is nothing like a real hospital.
I watch a bunch of episodes,
right.
And I get it. I get that it's just... You have to suspend your disbelief. It can be anything. I actually felt better about when I watch it, because when I was in that... The only acting thing I have is that Haggard movie and then the mole cop thing. And in the mole cop thing, the deleted scene thing is I always felt like I would be funny being a stupid tough guy.
Right.
That's sort of like the angle that I find myself in. I don't really find myself as like, oh yeah, well then what are the fucking codes to the safe? You know, like
By the way, very well done.
What are the codes to the safe? You know what I mean? That's how I see myself. You ever see Mad Max? It's got a book, solid iron, fucking. You're the guy's telling the other guy, and the other guy's telling the other guy. It's got a cracked engine seal. How long's it going to take? Telling 2 weeks. 2 weeks! That's how I see me.
Yeah, you're good at that.
Well,
dumb.
Great.
I think your role in this is actually making fun of that a little bit because you're making like a Shakespeare reference at one point.
Yeah, but that's the one thing that I don't get because that's like he goes, hey, is the king going to marry my girlfriend? That's like some Shakespeare movie. But then what does histories mean? I don't get that.
I can explain that to you.
Good.
Okay, Shakespeare made four different types of plays.
Yeah.
Okay, he made comedies, he made tragedies, he made romances, and he made histories.
Mm.
Oh. Now, histories are shit like, it's like, I don't know, like Richard II. It's just literally like a history of some king's life.
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar.
Henry VIII.
Yeah. Mm.
Romeo and Juliet.
Nope.
No. Kind of is,
no, no. Not ringing
kind
any
of
bells.
Honestly, the histories are kind
none
of...
None of them have made into movies, so... That's
right, good. Honestly, the histories are kind of his most boring plays.
They are.
But
they're very factual and dry.
And the comedies have, like, all sorts of crazy stuff going around. For instance, The Midsummer Night's Dream, where there are fairies and, you know, guys dressing up as girls.
But none of that fairies are cross-dresses.
That's right. What that means, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
So that's what the history's reference is. It's
so
a very...
So that's, I mean, that's what's funny about it, is you are playing a stupid tough guy for, like, the entire thing, but then you're throwing out a Shakespeare reference out of nowhere, making it seem like you're very familiar with Shakespeare.
Right, because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about when I say this.
Right. But you got to seem like you know what you're talking about.
Right.
That's acting.
Okay, well, then here comes the tough part. Because I don't know
how to... struck upon it.
Yeah, yeah. Ouch. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that at all.
You just got
to
say it convincingly.
So what is the line?
I think we can say what this one line is without spoiling too much. Yeah. Here's the line. Hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend. This is like a Shakespeare play. One of the histories, of course, about all the fairies and cross-dressing.
I can't do that.
No, I think you could.
I can't.
Dude, that was terrible, so you can do better than I can.
I can't. I've already forgotten it.
That could be a problem.
Remembering it is definitely step one. It's funny, Alice, you were talking about Charles Barkley doing the, whatever, the NutriSystem commercial and reading the cue card.
Yeah.
I saw he was on SNL this weekend and doing his, like, hi, I'm Charles Barkley, and I'll be hosting Saturday Night Live. I could see him looking over the camera reading the card.
Hey! Fuck! Hang on a minute. I can't do it.
Break it down. Think of it as, like, two lines in a row. So start with, hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend.
Okay. Hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend? No. Is it like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Not quite exactly.
Okay.
More like you forgot that she was your girlfriend until that exact moment.
Hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend?
That's better. That's much better.
It's not good enough, though.
You're not quite there. You gotta practice it.
Okay. Hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend? Now I'm just reading it.
Almost more like a... Hey, wait a second. You know, like
you're realizing,
the king wants to marry my girlfriend?
No, the king wants to marry my girlfriend, right? Is girlfriend the question, or is it my?
What? You learn the lines first and then work on the inflection.
No.
Yeah. No? No?
No.
No.
Have it in your mind. You're like, no!
I know the line. I know the line. I know that bit.
Shouldn't she be tracking down some of the world's most dangerous animals?
Oh, my God!
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, come on.
Two for two.
Called Moonwalking with Einstein. It's about memory, and it says you should remember shit and then change it.
I don't.
By the way.
Shit.
All right, so is the king wants to marry my girlfriend?
Yeah. Well, you're going to work on it. You can do it. I think you can do it.
The king wants to marry my girlfriend?
Yeah. Because, literally, you forgot that she's your girlfriend, and then you see a picture of her, and it says, my girlfriend. So now you suddenly just realize.
Hey! The king wants to marry my girlfriend?
Yeah. And then you tie.
That's not helpful.
No.
No, yeah,
but I'm gonna need that because they're gonna
10.
And then you just toss off this reference to Shakespeare. Like, oh, it's just exactly like that time I read Shakespeare. Something like
that. I don't know how to say that. It's just like a Shakespeare movie.
I think you wanna further subdivide this next one in half because I mean the king wants to marry my girlfriend. This is like a Shakespeare play, but then you start going through it.
Yeah.
You go. One of the histories, of course, without all the fairies and cross-dressing.
Hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend? This is like a Shakespeare play. What?
One of the histories, of course.
One of the histories, of course, without any of them
fairies and cross-dresses.
Hey. No. Do the hey.
Hey.
No, I'm not saying that.
Can you do it?
So pretty much stop it right there.
Can you do it more like Weird Al?
Oh my God, he's fucking out of control.
Wait, yeah, I'll go ahead. Dude, am I a cunt?
If you carry on reading, it says you fuming.
No, I'm
fuming when I look afterwards. At two people making out.
I thought about that, but you can't be pissed saying, without all the fairies and cross-dressing.
Because yeah, that is like that. Without all the fairies and cross-dressing. Yeah. Yeah. That's who I go back to being.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, yeah. You could get angry and then instantly lose your anger. Like, hey, the kid wants to marry my girlfriend. This is like a Shakespeare play. One of
that was anger?
Of course.
Yeah.
Can you do it again, Rhoda?
Hey! The king wants to marry my girlfriend.
Okay, now I'm in my...
Now you said...
Hey! Hey! The king wants to marry my girlfriend? This is like a Shakespeare movie. So now I've got to change it again.
Right, and then once you get into Shakespeare, you got to...
This is like a Shakespeare movie. Yeah. What is a Shakespeare it? Movie. Play. I can't say Shakespeare.
Yeah. This is like a Shakespeare movie.
This is like a Shakespeare play. Except without all the... No.
What are the histories, of course, about all the fairies and cross-dressing?
Except without what?
What are the histories, of course, about all the fairies and cross-dressing?
Except what?
What are the histories, of course?
Without except
the...
one of the histories?
No, just...
I know, he's not saying it right.
One of the histories. The accept is later on.
I didn't say accept.
You kept saying accept.
You kept
what
saying
are the
accept?
Histories, of course, about all the fairies and cross-dressing?
And I love how he's defending himself, but he just said, of course. And
yeah, and accept.
Said, of course.
One of these days we've got to start recording this show so you can play things back and catch him in these lives.
Yeah.
If only.
Someday someone will
like
invent that technology.
Private personal booby trap.
Look.
Fucking him.
Of course it's important, because of course it's like, obviously. It's like, any simpleton would know that. It's like one of the histories, of course.
It's like one of the histories, of course. Fuck, man, I shouldn't be there. Without all those fucking stupid shits. I don't feel good about it now.
I think you should. And the reward is you get to make out with a really hot chick.
I can do that, Ben.
Know what I'm saying? Boom.
Also keep in mind that once you know these lines, I think there's a little room for improvisation in this show.
Yeah.
Which means you could be, if you think of something funny on the spot, you can do that.
Right. You're saying you should actually learn it and then work on the impression.
Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen.
I know, what a
Moonwalking
shit
with Elvis or whatever the fucking book is called.
Yeah, play with it a little bit, though. Yeah. One of the histories, of course, without all the fairies and cross dressing. Oh!
Hello!
Heyo!
Heyo! Hey! The king wants to marry my girlfriend!
What's up with that?
Hey!
It's like a Shakespeare play!
It's like a Shakespeare play!
One of the histories, of course!
We're going to the histories, of course!
Without the fairies and
the fairies and cross-dressers!
No!
The best is when...
Ridiculous! Without all the cross-dressers, the fairies!
Of course! I think this might actually help you. That's the best part.
This is helping you memorize.
We're gonna discover a method of remembering shit where you do it as.
The king wants to marry my girlfriend.
Just don't say Hickory Dickory.
I can warm up with that.
In order to memorize stuff, just do it in the voice of Andrew Dice Clay. Yeah.
I'm not gonna get my motorcycle license. So yeah. I'm gonna do.
Second gear!
Turn right! Oh! Unless there's a car there! Always look to your left! Oh! Yeah, I'm very good at that.
Hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend. This is like a Shakespeare play, one of the histories, of course, about all the fairies and cross-dressing. Just try different inflections.
You sound exactly the same as yours.
No, I don't.
That was you
that
as
was
yourself.
Me.
That was you being you.
Just said this in the voice
just
of
me being
dog.
Me, dog. We got a long time to go.
I mean, I think the important
we
thing...
We really do. Mm. I mean, it's...
We're fine.
Yeah,
we're
no,
fine.
We're
just getting comfortable.
Hey, we've got to talk about it.
It's warming up.
Sink into a couple.
I mean, the thing is, like, I think if we've learned one thing about the radio show, and I think we all believe this, is, like, if it feels good, if it feels funny in the room, it is good. You don't really need to overthink it beyond that. And I think it's the same thing there. As stupid as it sounds and as hard as it might be to actually pull off in practice, if you can... make people laugh in front of you. Forget the cameras there, basically. Forget the cameras there. If you enjoy yourself doing it and people enjoy doing the scene with you, it's good.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
It really
also
is.
Also, find out if she's going to want tongue or not.
Yeah.
Oh!
Hey!
That's the classiest way to find out is making that.
Hey, go from one of them comic movies! Do you like it like this? Oh! Question one, you want tongue. Question two, where?
Oh, man. Retraction!
Listen, you're well on your way to getting your toughest line memorized, and I think the most important thing is memorizing it beforehand, because you are going to have a lot of chances to play around with it when you're actually there.
Right.
How many lines are there? Is that original?
Two big ones, and then three little other ones.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
That's your longest line, so if you can get that, I think you're fine.
Hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend. This is like a Shakespeare play. One of those history ones, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But without those fairies and cross-dresses.
One of the histories, not history ones. Otherwise, you're right on.
One of those histories, but without the cross-dresses and without the fairies and cross-dresses.
That time you forgot the of course.
Of course. Fuck. Hey. Fucking your mom. That's
perfect.
Anything I can do.
And then this. And you're right. Hey, you guys mind if I ad-lib this?
Wants to marry my...
I punched it up a little bit over the weekend with the guys, and we've gone with this. Just run the scene.
I worked with it.
Look, I looked at your script. It's pretty funny. But here's where you really want to take it.
The king wants to marry my girlfriend.
I noticed there was zero cunnilingus. I took the liberty of making
I did notice that I was having a make-out scene with one of your favorites, so I had a little bit of cunnilingus.
By the way, we also pointed out that your character's name is Burly Tattooed Man.
They're going to change the name of that.
Oh, they are? They're going to actually give you a name?
Yeah, I think I'm me.
Oh, nice. Oh, Jason Ellis?
Far that's going to go. Oh, God.
Just deliver the line from Mall Cop and then do that. I'm going to be being trapped inside there and then be...
That's not it, you stupid asshole. Remember your lines.
Hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend. This is just like that type of thing. At the color be mine.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was the deleted sign. The deleted scene. How did that go? I had that happen to me once. Someone took my money from... Someone took it from a Color Me... I don't know. I forgot it.
Oh, I remember it was the deleted. Color Me by a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Color Me Mine. That's right.
What's
hey!
The third one?
Bed, Bath, and
Does
Parking.
Does the king want to marry my girlfriend? What about if I just do that for the next 4 hours, just out of the blue every now and then? I think that's going to help. Just don't mind me, all right? Just every day you guys will be in the middle of a serious... Hey! Does the king want to marry my girlfriend? Wait a minute!
That's like a Shakespeare play.
It's like a Shakespeare play.
You walk into Starbucks tomorrow morning, of course.
One of the histories, of course.
One of the histories, of course. Without any of those fairies and cross-dressers.
Yeah!
Hey-o!
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
I don't know, but yeah, do that after every take.
Hey-o!
Without all the fairies and cross-dressers. Yeah! Nailed it!
You take your top off! You keep it on!
You never see actors celebrating on screen.
Why
should that be limited to athletes?
Yeah, you know? It's not fair. I mean, you're a good one. You should be able to fucking do a little victory lap.
Nailed that shit. Stuck it. Can anybody else see that?
Some of that.
We should work on your touchdown dance.
I should bring my kendo stick.
You should spike mail in Ackerman.
Should you ever.
Fucking! Somebody sent me the tape of that shit. Slow-mo it!
Yeah.
I felt like I got a little ingrown hair on my lip last night, and I was like, really? You really gonna get an ingrown hair on your lip before you make out with the fucking Hollywood stuff?
Yeah.
No. You and me thinking, I was like, yeah, you are. Yeah. No, tomorrow morning you'll wake up and it'll just be a big bag of pus on the front of your lip.
Yeah.
Are you gonna shave or keep the beard?
I hate the beard. I just kept it because I thought that would be a part of the tattooed guy thing.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah, it's way too long for me. I hate it. I can feel it. It's like makes me irritated. I have like a couple of zits under here too, so now I got to ride it all the way now. I got beard zits. I think I got nerve zits, detox zits. I've been taking a bunch of detox stuff as well, trying to get everything out of my system.
How's that working out?
It gave me two massive zits.
Oh, nice. Well, that's one way for the body to expel toxins.
Zits?
Yeah.
Well, I'm expelling like a motherfucker.
There you go.
Which is good, because it means that I don't have a low testosterone level. Because you wouldn't have zits if you didn't have testosterone. Testosterone makes zits.
Right.
What?
Hey.
The king wants to marry my girlfriend? This is like some Shakespeare play. But fuck!
Yes, the histories! The histories!
Come on, the histories! Hey, the histories!
No, without all the fairies and cross-dressers.
No, but how does it go into the histories?
This is like a Shakespeare play. One of the histories, of course.
One of the histories, of course. Without all of them fairies and cross-dressers. I've got to say that correctly.
Yep.
Shannon Gunns, have you been announced that you're on the radio right now?
No, I didn't know if I was.
How does it feel to be on the biggest show on Faction, finally?
I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking.
I'm all these guys in one little room.
It always has to go there with you, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm making out with one of the most famous people in Hollywood tomorrow.
Who are you making out with?
Melon. Melon?
I need a picture.
Melon.
Melon. John Cougar Mellencamp.
Who wouldn't make out with John Cougar awesome. Mellencamp? Honestly.
No, no, have you seen that guy recently, dude? Back off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying he's hot or no?
No, he looks like a really shitty Eddie Van Halen. And I don't know if you've seen Eddie Van Halen recently.
True.
But Eddie Van Halen,
looks
these
harmless.
Days looks like a really shitty Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
Mellencamp looks worse. Hey!
What happened?
Is the king marrying my girlfriend? Gotcha! My hay is on fire. I'm just going to give the other fucking 75 parts.
Yeah, yeah, just that hay is...
My hay gets Christian every time.
So,
hey!
What?
Hey! Is the king trying to... Oh, really? Hey!
Hey!
Is the king trying to marry my girlfriend?
Bigger, Jason. You need to go bigger.
Police behind you.
Way bigger!
Oh, somebody gets jacked.
Yeah, dude. Fucking police.
Hey! Is the king trying to marry my girlfriend?
You did it! You did it!
I believed it.
It's like a Shakespeare play.
I believed it.
The king, Shakespeare play.
Hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend.
Hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend? It's like a Shakespeare play. The hemorrhoids.
One of the histories, of course.
One of the histories, of course. Without all those fairies and cross-dressers.
Cross-dressing. Without all the fairies and cross-dressing.
I'm never going to make it.
Oh, you're very close. Fine. You're very close.
Everyone can call and ask us anything they want to ask us about anything at all. I'll answer everything completely truthfully.
Does the king want to marry your girlfriend?
Hey, does the king want to marry my girlfriend? That's like a fucking, what do you call that fucking fag that cut with the actor guys play?
That guy who they say wrote all Shakespeare's plays, but not really. Totally fake and bogus and bullshit.
Yeah. It's like one of those history fucking things. That all those, you know what I mean?
Fucking, yeah, with the,
with all those fairies. And cross-dresses. Yep.
I will say that the beginning of that line's getting very good, very polished.
Right, well, I need to learn the rest of it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, we've still got a couple hours left.
Before I go to break. Hey! Is somebody going to laugh when I say hey?
No.
No.
Okay, good.
Right.
Hey! Does the king want to marry my girlfriend? This is like some Shakespeare... Fuck! This is like some Shakespeare play. Am I fucking drunk?
Did my
right
headphones
here?
Just stop
yeah,
working?
Yeah, my headphones just cut out when you did that.
Oh, are they working now?
No.
Oh.
No.
What about now?
Now they work.
Dude, you just Fonzied the board on and off. That's amazing.
Yeah. We'll be here all night, M-Bumps. We'll be back. 866 Yo Faction.
Hey.
Oh!
We begin in Australia.
Radio Zoo on the Sunshine
the
Coast.
News, they were shot.
The Australian correspondent.
This is Aussie News.
Hey, the king wants to marry my girlfriend. This is like a Shakespeare play. One of the histories, of course, of how all the fairies and cross-dressing.
Hey, fuck, man, I don't think I should be on TV.
The hay is great, though.
Yeah, the hay's awesome.
Hey,
you're nailing the hay.
Does the king want to marry my girlfriend? This is like one of them Shakespeare plays, but without all the... No, fuck.
You forgot the histories.
One of the histories, of course, but without all those Shakespeare... Fuck, man. What?
One of the histories, of course, but without all the fairies and cross-dressing.
One of the histories, of course, without all the fairies and cross-dressing. You guys are mixing it all up.
Yeah, now it's getting worse.
This guy...
I actually do have Aussie news. Wildlife rangers have helped...
The good news is your hay is on a Frank DeCaro level.
Yeah. Wildlife rangers have helped an Australian family deal with an uninvited guest.
Hey! Does the king want to marry my girlfriend? Hello, Jason Ellis Show. Fucking hell, it's not my fault.
Hey, what's up, Ellis?
Hey, man. This is the rooster, right?
Rooster cock. Lederhosen.
Rooster cock.
Rooster cock. I was Lederhosen, Ellis Mania 7.
Right, well done. I remember you well.
Yes. Quite a fighter.
as though it was yesterday. Let me ask you a question, Lederhosen.
Does the king want to marry my girlfriend?
Hey! Does the king want to marry my girlfriend? This is like one of them Shakespeare plays.
You keep tripping up on the histories bit.
That's because it doesn't make any sense to me, because I don't fucking read histories.
Okay, there's a bunch of sub-Shakespeare plays or histories. It's just about...
It's just going to make my brain hurt. Alex in L.A.
Oh, it's Alexis. Sorry,
yeah. I don't read too well. Hey!
What?
Did you fuck... Are you trying... Is the kid trying to marry my fucking girlfriend? This is like one of them Shakespeare plays. Without the... You know what I mean? I mean, with the...
What are you
skipped the histories part again.
Without all the histories.
No.
One of the histories, of course.
One of the histories, of course.
Without all the fairies and cross-dressers.
I have a feeling that if you get the histories, you're going to immediately go through to the cross-dressing.
That looks like the problem.
That's your stumbling block.
Without all the histories. Well,
as soon as you say Shakespeare, you should just remember the next thing's history.
Shakespeare is history.
This is like a Shakespeare play. This is like one of the histories, of course.
One of the histories, of course. Without all the fairies and cross-dressers. Hey!
Cross-dressing.
Is the king trying to marry my girlfriend? This is like one of them Shakespeare plays. Histories, of course.
One of the histories, of course.
One of the histories, of course, without all those cross-dressers and trannies.
Yes.
Perfect.
That's my favorite Shakespeare play is The One of All the Trannies.
Oh, it's one of the best. Yeah. Midsummer Night's Tranny.
Yep. a tranny of errors.
Alexis, what do you want?
Well, not much. I'm hanging out with my friend Jen.
Your friend, huh? How old is she?
She is 23.
When I wake up in the morning, I can do 60 push-ups.
You can what?
I can do 60 push-ups. I can probably do 70, but I don't want to exert myself. I'm 40. Mm-hmm. I'm also funny.
Mm.
You're going to be on TV.
I'm going to be on television.
With a bunch of other funny people. All being funny together.
You're going to have a show?
I don't have my own show. Oh, I do have my own show. But I'm going to be on someone else's legitimate show.
Really? That's pretty exciting.
I like how she says that.
Mm.
Yeah, what's it
going to
be about, if you can tell me?
It's Children's Hospital. It's a TV show.
Wait, you're going
to
be on
Children's
Hospital?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is awesome, huh?
That's freaking cool.
It is freaking cool, and you're 20, and you think I'm freaking cool.
That's freaking cool.
It does.
Yep.
Yeah, you're very right, Ellen.
See, she enjoys it. Yep. Call me Ellen.
Don't call you Ellen?
No, call me Jason.
Okay, I'll call you Jason.
Or the future.
Yeah! Call me Big Dick fucking...
McFuture.
McFutureton. Stupid. Call me Future.
But call me Burly Tattooed Man.
Hey! Is the kid trying to marry my girlfriend? This is like a Shakespeare play. Without all the history.
One of the histories.
One of the histories.
Of course.
One of the histories, of course. But without all the cross-dressers and trannies.
There you go. You're, like, practically right there.
Thanks for calling in, Alexis.
No problem. Thanks for answering.
Yeah, I like you.
Hey. The king wants to marry my girlfriend. This is like a Shakespeare play. One of the histories, of course, about all the fairies and cross-dressing.
See, it sucks that he can do it and I can't.
I'm reading it, though.
That's part of this.
Oh, well, then don't read it into it.
All right. Hey. The king wants to marry my girlfriend... This is like a Shakespeare play. One of the histories, of course, about all the fairies and cross-dressing.
See, I shouldn't be in this.
I think it's more one of the histories, of course, without all of the fairies and cross-dressing.
That's what I say. There's got to be...
There's a little gap there where you can do the... without all the histories, of course. No, one of the histories, of course.
One of the histories, of course, but without all the cross-dressing and fairies. Without all the fairies and cross-dressers.
There it is.
What is it? One of the histories, of course... But without all the cross-dressers and fairies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Without all the fairies and cross-dressers, which doesn't really matter.
Right. If you say those out of order, it doesn't
matter. One of the histories, of course. But without... Is it but without? It is but without.
Hold on. Let me check. See, I only have it memorized so well.
Without all the cross-dressers.
No, there's no but.
Oh. Without all the cross-dressers and fairies.
Right.
Without all the fairies and cross-dressers.
Right, because the histories don't have fairies and cross-dressers in it. The comedies do.
Oh, so he got it wrong.
No. You got it right. You're saying it's like a Shakespeare play. One of the histories, of course, because...
One of the histories, of course.
Because the histories did have...
Without all the fairies and cross-dresses.
Histories were very serious. Histories were about kings
and histories, of course.
They didn't have fairies.
The histories, of course. Without all the cross-dresses and fairies.
Right.
Hey, is the king trying to marry my girlfriend? This is like a Shakespeare play. The histories, of course. Without all the cross-dresses and fairies.
One of the histories, of course.
One of the fucking...
But the way that you said it would have flown.
Yep.
Yeah. So I just got to do it. See, it sucks that I have to do this fucking radio shit constantly, because what I wanted to do was hang out with Tully for fucking 4 hours and
do this.
we're gonna
but instead, I have to sit here and go, hey, is the king trying to marry my girlfriend? This is like a Shakespeare play. The histories, of course. Is that that?
One of the histories, of course.
Without all the cross-dresses and fairies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom. Hey, is the king trying to marry my girlfriend? This is like a Shakespeare play. One of the histories, of course. Without all the Shakespeare. Oh, you.
That's so close. So close.
I'm going to rein it in. Rein it in.
So close! But see, it's
the
like
agony and the ecstasy of the anger pain.
But see, it's apt, because it's exactly like the 540. You're going to try it a bunch of times and it won't be exact, but then you're going to nail it.
Yeah.
And that's three and a half hours later.
You'll land it.
We can't get another tattoo, dude. We're just going to have to sit here.
And then you're going to nail it. And all
I feel
is
like Rob... We'll just be like, look, Rob's going to be cool. Do this. You're good. Fucking off you go, dude. Look, you suck. But you fucking did it.
By the way, did you get hard when you kissed her? Because we're all pretty sure that...
Because I did. I know I was...
Oh, don't tell me you didn't give her the tongue. That's the only reason she's here.
That would kill me.
She's been so looking forward to it all week.
That would kill me.
Are you kidding me? We work hard. We need benefits. That's what we do. We tongue her down and we dry hump her with our boners.
It's so weird. You didn't even like... Didn't even use your tongue.
Is that you didn't tongue me.
Yeah, I was kind of into it. You know?
I'm married. It's totally cool. It's acting.
Malin's kind of weirded out that you didn't get a boner.
She thinks you don't find her attractive now. She's been obsessing about it.
Like, you don't think she's pretty.
She won't come out of her trailer now. It's great.
Come on, Lord.
She really thrives on boners.
Boners and tongue kisses.
That's what powers her acting.
You guys are evil.
She's method.
Method.
One more time. You just looked in the mirror and you see a tattoo that says a picture of your girlfriend and it says, my girlfriend. And
hey! Is the king trying to marry my girlfriend? Stop wording it. Stop saying it to me. He's saying it to me.
I didn't say it.
That'll be the only thing that freaks everybody out of the set is a raw dog has to be off camera somewhere mouthing it.
Can you come?
Do you want me to come?
Yes.
Dude,
not
I
Not right now, but like... No.
Yeah, not biblically, of course.
I would come to the set of Children's Hospital just to hang out.
I would like you to come. All over my face.
Oh!
Oh!
Hey!
Oh, I'm gay. Hey, is the king trying to marry my girlfriend? This is like a Shakespeare play. One of the histories, of course. No, it's not.
That was right.
Yeah, you're right in there.
Fuck, I did it again.
No,
it's
right,
we're still working.
I made those things go. I'm starting to figure out how to punch this ball to make it work. It's a bad idea. Turn my headphones up, yo! Boom! I'm not gonna do
that. Okay, do it. One. Okay. All the way through.
Here we go. Hang on. I hate you. Fuck you, Christian. Keep reaching under the desk to get stuff going. It's not there. Hang on, I'm gonna put the pressure on big time. Wait. Stand by. Bear with me.
Just like Children's Hospital, there will be dead silence. And then a drum roll. And then they will call action.
Hey, is the king trying to marry my girlfriend? This is like a Shakespeare play. One of those histories, of course. Without all the trannies and cocksuckers.
Oh,
I know.
Yes. Oh, that's actually a better line.
Here we go.
So.
My bad. Here we go. Okay. Hey, is the king trying to marry my girlfriend? This is like one of them Shakespeare plays. One of the histories, of course. Without all the cross-dressers and fucking trannies. Why?
Okay, fairies. Let's take it again, Jason, and let's not do the fucking with the cocksucking and cross-dressers. Let's do it again from the top.
Well, the fairies and what?
Cross-dressing.
Hey, is the king trying to marry my girlfriend? This is like a Shakespeare play. One of the histories, of course. Without all the fairies and cross-dressers.
Yeah! We have it. That's a wrap, everybody. Moving on. New deal here. New
do.
Okay, let's get some real acting in here. Thanks, Jason.
That was
give me
the warm-up.
T-shirt back. Wait, I'm going to do it again.
T-shirt.
Oh, fuck
okay,
that.
Okay, let's get the reverse.
No. What is a reverse?
That's where they do it from the other side so they can get the person's reaction, so you got to do it more than once.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's so late.
I think you should, I think Raw Dog should go down, but you should tell Rob to tell everybody that you're bringing your acting coach, and you should go down in like a tweed jacket,
beret,
and a pipe, and a beret, and and talk with a German accent, and walk him through it. It's
now
one
remember,
of the
you
issues,
are
of course.
The tattoo artist.
Don't say one word all day, just wait until they finally get everything done, they go, that's a wrap, and then you go, no!
If you want crap, but this is art. This is art. And you're going to do it until you get it right.
Who's that?
What? New character on the show.
The German acting teacher.
What is your name?
Adolf Spielberg.
Adolf Spielberg. Adolf Spielberg.
You are no radio host. You are bully tattooed man. And always have been. You feel it in your soul. It comes out of you. You don't know who this girl is, but now you see this king, and he's tricking your girlfriend, and you're so angry!
Hey! Not gonna do it. Somebody on Alice May said it was most excellent.
It was.
That's one. That'll do. What? What's the words?
Oh, I remember that. I was there for
just
a
like
total
to, just like I'm gonna do to Children's Hospital tomorrow, all day. What? Hey! What is it again?
Yeah. Jason.
King's gonna marry my girlfriend. Yeah. Jason, Shakespeare, what? Shakespeare play. Yeah.
Jason, the only thing you need to memorize is line.
Oh.
Yeah. Just keep saying line. Yeah.
And then they'll say it?
Yeah.
Can I come to the set?
Right now, everybody's coming? The whole show's coming?
Yes,
sure. I mean, I don't know what. Are you allowed to?
Yeah.
I'd love to come by as a fan, but I also want to come by to help you out, so you do a good job.
Yeah, why can't I have
and
a team? I don't want to be lonely.
Sit in a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then I can be the guy where when you're talking to, like, Malin Ackerman and all the other awesome stars on Children's Hospital, you can be like, oh, go talk to my producer, and I can book him.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, that's smart. Okay.
Yeah. It's win-win for everybody.
It's not as tarded as
and
he is.
And you can
sometimes
film me making out with her.
Ooh. Okay. No tongue.
Ellismania.com. Got to respect those boys and girls.